This is St. Louis Public Radio. When the Ferguson Commission was formed late last year, it faced the daunting task of charting a way forward for St. Louis after months of protests and rioting. As members face a mid-September deadline to conclude work, St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum checks in on the progress of the commission and whether it can make a lasting impact beyond its expiration date.
The Ferguson Commission's ultimate goal is to come up with policy recommendations in response to Michael Brown's shooting death. But with the first meeting scheduled days after a grand jury decided not to indict the police officer that killed Brown, commissioners received a heavy dose of anger and frustration.
Quit giving us all these fancy words and all your degrees and all your intellectual words! Fix it!
But inside a small classroom last week at the University of Missouri-St. Louis, things were considerably less tense. There, a small crowd witnessed a rousing but polite debate about the future of the region's municipal courts. And St. Louis County resident Scott Addison gave his take about how to change the beleaguered system for the better.
And essentially, we have to, as far as I'm concerned, constitutionally, we should divest the courts of any revenue incentive.
After serving as a sounding board in the weeks after the grand jury decision, the Ferguson Commission is getting down to brass tacks. Commissioners are drumming up specific public policy ideas to give to Governor Jay Nixon through work groups examining education, poverty, policing, and municipal governance. Commission Managing Director Bethany Johnson-Javois says participants no longer want to just vent. They want solutions.
Sometimes what happens, too, in community settings is that the anger masks the solution. So if you can get past that and begin to talk creatively, that's when people begin to change and shift their energy into a different space. And that's what we're beginning to see.
Commissioner Becky James Hatter is co-chairing a working group on child well-being and education equity. She says her group is looking at ways to bolster college access and school mental health programs.
We've got to figure out a way to make sure that these recommendations turn into action, and we have to figure out how does this community keep this conversation going. And I think because of the people in this community, I really do think we're going to get there.
James Hatter is hitting on a lingering criticism of the commission. Some political figures, like Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, have been skeptical about the ability of the commission's recommendations to be adopted. That's one of the reasons he was so critical last year when Nixon established the commission.
I think one thing government is very good at is forming commissions to study things and producing reports.
For their part, commissioners say that they're talking with state policymakers about their work. Some of the commission's priorities, including altering municipal courts, could get done this legislative session. But the more vexing challenge may have little to do with the fickle nature of legislative politics. Issues like systemic racism and economic disparities may not have obvious public policy solutions, but instead may require changes within the hearts and minds of St. Louisans. It's one of the reasons why Johnson-Javois, the commission's managing director, doesn't expect quick fixes after the report comes out. But she adds that there's pressure to produce long-lasting change within the law and within St. Louis society.
So it's very critical for us in order to point to success and point to something tangible that this wasn't just talking heads. This is not a blue ribbon panel. These are individuals who came together for the purpose because the community, specifically young people, started saying that enough is enough.
In the meantime, the commission plans to hold meetings soon in South St. Louis County and St. Charles. They'll continue to gather input for a report that's due on the governor's desk in the middle of September. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.